and the more she thought about the changes she can make, the more excited she became. She jumped out of bed and dressed and rushed out to talk to her staff. And she gathered her staff together and announced her plan to redecorate. And several members of her staff were excited, and they couldn't wait to get started. However, there were others that grumbled and complained. "There's no need to change anything," they muttered. "It's fine just as it is." Now, she scolded them. "This will be fun, you'll see." And the queen sat right down and made a list of all the items that she needed to redecorate. And next she asked the staff members to join her to write down her ideas as she visited every room in the castle. And things didn't unfold as she hoped. The staff person she picked was one of the ones who grumbled earlier. And at that first door, they discovered that it was locked. And they approached the second door, only to find that it was locked as well. And the queen tried the keys that she carried with her, but none of them fit the locks. "And no problem," said the queen to her helper. "Run down and find the locksmith. He'll have the key to those doors." But he didn't do as she asked, and he really didn't want anything to change, and he certainly didn't want any extra work. So he simply ignored the queen's request. And instead, he found a quiet place where he could hide and still be aware of what was going on around the castle. And the queen waited and waited for him to return. And she was tired after getting started on her project. So rather than searching for the man, she went back to her room to rest and to think about her next step. And for a while she wondered if this project might just be a little too much trouble. But then she thought again about the fun she could have redecorating and revisiting everything that was stored behind those locked doors. And with renewed energy, she headed downstairs to find a locksmith for herself.